Well, fintech group Capital Appreciation released its annual numbers today, delivering a near 20% rise in revenue to just over 607 million rand, but a 12.6% fall in headline earnings per share as well. And the group said earnings were partly hit by investments made in anticipation of growth in commercial activity. And the company's joint CEO, Bradley Sachs, joins us in studio now with more of the detail. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us today. So, as I say, we've got revenue up, but profit declining. So growth at the top line not filtering through to the bottom line. Talk us through the disconnect there and how that's actually come to be.
So we account for expenses that we incur on a current basis. We don't capitalize anything. So a lot of the expenses that we incurred this year were in anticipation of further growth that we see coming through, and our top line demonstrates that we actually are enjoying growth in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So if we look back in time, we started this business 2 years ago with 32,000 devices as a metric in the marketplace. We have over 140,000 devices in the market now, so three times the growth. It's not possible to continue to operate a 32,000 business on the same infrastructure that you need for 140,000 mm-hmm. infrastructure business. So we've had to invest in that. So call centers, technology infrastructure, facilities associated with what we do. The growth that we enjoyed in our synthesis business was almost 50% this period, and you need people to do that. You need lots of stuff in infrastructure, and we don't capitalize that. So that's part of the disconnect. The second thing that we did is we had one contract with one of our clients that needed to be renegotiated. So we've taken that pain in this half year.
What exactly did that renegotiation entail? Why has that come to the fore?
So it was a contract that was entered into a long time ago, and it was out of line with current market pricing. And so we had to take into account current market circumstances across a much broader base of customers. And so we aligned all of our customers.
Okay, let's hone in on the former, though, the investments you've been making. You've highlighted exactly where you've been putting that capital to work. How much firepower are you unleashing?
So we think we've invested enough money now to satisfy the growth that we see for the immediate future on some of our infrastructure. We will continue to invest now on a much more moderated basis, consistent with the growth in revenue. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's a sort of a step-based function of capital expenditure on this type of infrastructure, and then you've got success-based investment. And I think our success-based investment will ramp up together with our revenue.
You say it's as you cater to demand that's out there, where the assumption is that in a low growth environment, financial activity is low, rendering potentially less activity for you to leverage off. This is clearly not the case. So, how do you explain that, and why are you seeing such growth in demand?
So, two stories. One on our payment infrastructure business, it's market share gain. We are gaining market share dramatically. And as a result of that, we're seeing growth against a pretty static market, and that accounts for the payment. For the services business, we're offering a service which is new and unique now in this marketplace, cloud-based infrastructure to eliminate costs, take services which are currently done on own premises, mm-hmm. on own proprietary infrastructure, is now being moved into the cloud. Amazon Web Services is our primary partner in that regard. If you look back, it's probably about a $20 billion market worldwide. Amazon is the world leader. They did $7 billion of revenue last quarter, $2 billion of profit. That's a new growth industry, and it's starting in South Africa. Amazon announced a data center that they opened up in Cape Town, beginning of 2020. We think that's going to turbocharge the growth for demand for cloud services in South Africa.
And of course, it comes as you've got, blue chip clients in the financial arena, one would assume, chasing, lower operational costs in this low growth environment as well. So has that shifted the kind of conversations you're having with clients right now, where the imperative or the incentive offering is lower cost at the end of the day?
Absolutely. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing TymeBank come to market, you're seeing Bank Zero come to market, Discovery Bank. All of those banks are technology enabled. Mm-hmm. And the existing banks need to change their cost structure to be able to compete with those challenger banks, which are all technology enabled.
On the flip side, I want to explore the pipeline of opportunities, because you leverage off ideas, you leverage off entrepreneurs, adjunct to what you do. Are those opportunities still rife?
Absolutely. So innovation doesn't stop. We made an announcement of a enterprise development investment in a company called GovChat. GovChat is a forum for engagement among citizens and government sponsored by Kochter and the South African government. That's all about using WhatsApp platforms to engage government with the citizens and find out what's happening at the coalface. That's an initiative and a business that didn't exist 2 years ago or 5 years ago because you never had the technology to be able to do it. That's huge growth potential for us. And when you start to layer payments on top of that, it's a whole new avenue of opportunity.
Well, let's leave it there, Bradley. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that joint CEO of Capital Appreciation, Bradley Saxon.